The National Identification Authority has refuted claims that the new Ghana card is a waste of resources. The authority is seeking $115 million to finance the new cards, which it says will have 128 kilobyte storage capacity to contain necessary information. All exiting cardholders will be required to update this information and be issued with an instant smart card. It says for now, it is only waiting for cabinet and parliamentary approval to kickstart the national ID card to be called Smart Card. This has raised many concerns as people believe the over 1 million cards issued some 6 years ago at a cost of $21 million will go waste. The communications director of the NIA, Bertha Jeble, told George Asikri that this is not true. She added that the authority will use only 1 year to complete the exercise when it begins.
We have to issue a smart card that has 128 kilobyte storage capacity to meet government vision for having a one-stop ID card for this country.
International standards require that we have 10 fingerprints before we have currently in our system.
The institutions that have to use the database also say that there are some data fields or needs we have that we haven't captured in the previous week. So it's just an update of the system that we have right now. We will update your information and then we'll print your card for you. You already have the card, then we will retrieve the old one and give you the smart one.
So those with the cards already, does it mean that they will not do the fresh registration altogether?
Yes, those who are holding the card together with those who have already registered in the system and their data is processed and is good data stored in the system, they will only do an update of their registration. But it still requires them to come to the point of registration where we'll be deploying equipment so that you get an instant card instead of the one that we did previously, collected the data, processed, took the cards back, and in most of the situations, we're not able to get people to pick the cards. We had about 50% collection rate. The rest of the cards are there in our storage, and people complain every day they don't have their national ID card when the cards are lying in our office.
The first one was bedeviled with so many challenges, funding and other things. This one that you are embarking, what time frame are you giving yourself?
If we get the cabinet and parliamentary approval that we're waiting for, we have given ourselves a 1 year period within which we would have issued cards to all persons qualified to receive the card in Ghana. We will come up with a program to let people know how the operation is going to be carried out. So within the 1 year, we assure that we would have reached everybody with a new card. People question the fact that we have spent money and we are wasting it. We are not wasting the money. We are improving on the system for efficiency for this country.